Blog Talk Radio.
God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for joining yours truly, Lisa Marie, here on Bride's Bubbly and Brunch. And what a blessing it is to be here with you on this new day. Glory be to God. The Lord has made. I hope you are rejoicing and being glad in it. And I tell you, I would not have missed today for the world. Glory be to God, literally, for the world. I would not have missed being on air today. There's so much God is saying, God is speaking, things that are rapidly firing off, amen, from the throne of Christ, amen, from his holy tabernacle, from his holy chambers, amen, from his throne room, amen. And I'm so excited to be here with you to share more with you of August offering entitled A New Beginning. Glory be to God. And I hope that you are receiving, creating, hallelujah, your new beginning on today at this moment. And I tell you, I'm on fire for the Lord. I am on fire for the Lord. And I tell you, it's really, really important how to keep your, knowing how to keep your fire strong, amen, and keep it lit. I mean, you got witches and demonic spirits that are always trying to put out our fire. Amen. But the Lord says he makes his ministers a flaming fire. Hallelujah. And I tell you, before I came on air, I was in the Holy Ghost praise and worship. And I told the Lord, anoint my tongue. Anoint my tongue that I might speak aloud. Amen. With clarity, with boldness. What thus said the Lord. So welcome, welcome, welcome to the Stars of Heaven Network. And I tell you, I hope you're in the rain. I hope you're in the rain of Christ, amen, because it is raining down his glory, or it's going to rain down hellfire and brimstone upon you, and I tell you, that's your choice, hallelujah, Jesus, but I've chosen to follow Jesus, amen, I've chosen the way of life, amen, and I tell you, as we prepare to enter into a holy new Levitical calendar, 5778, I tell you, as the Lord said, will be greater. It's already great, but it'll be greater. And he said that this will be the best yet. Amen. He said, well, this will be the best yet. And so I tell you, it's really, really important for you to stay on your Levitical calendar, to understand the times and season that God has placed in his own hands for your life. And I tell you, I'm really just fired up about this broadcast today, because as the bride of Christ, amen, as we partake of the bubbly, which is the new wine and the fresh oil, amen, here in the midday hour, amen, which is the hour of brunch. Most people are having brunch at this time, which is an eclectic mix of breakfast and lunch, amen. And I tell you, I'm really excited about the new anointing, the fresh anointing the Lord is putting upon myself, my life, my ministry, every birthing that I've birthed, and especially Brides of Christ, Brides Bubbly and Brunch broadcast, because it's a broadcast I established, I birthed to celebrate the noonday on Sunday. Sundays are always a special time. It's when all sons and daughters come together, glory be to God, to worship the Lord in spirit and truth, amen. And I declare, I'm the church, you're the church. And when we come together, by however means the Lord draws us, amen, joins us, amen, it's always going to be a glorious time where we can see heaven, amen, see heaven manifest his will. And quickly, what I'm going to do is go to my introduction real quick, because in my introduction, I share with you how I'm wrapping up this year, amen, 5777, which has been and is a divine year of perfection. This year, the Lord has really perfected those things that are concerning me, amen, concerning you, concerning us, amen, and there's a lot more perfecting done, amen. And I tell you, last night as I was in fellowship and worship with the Lord, he began to show me a seamstress anointing, because he said, as we finish our course, amen, as he put the finishing touches on this year, amen, before we enter into a new calendar, I just saw a seamstress anointing, and I saw this seamstress ironing out a garment. I saw her sewing up the hem. I saw her pressing out the wrinkles. I mean, I just saw that, and I'm like, wow, God. And he let me know that's like what he's doing with us. He's ironing out the wrinkles. He's sewing up some loose ends, tying up loose ends, as well as unraveling some things. Glory be to God. Our Blessed Mother is known as the untier of knots, amen. And Jesus, glory be to God, Jesus himself, amen, undid what Adam did, amen. And so we are living, I'm living in the new nature and the paradise of God, the Eden of God, and the new garden, which is paradise. And that's what the new creation is all about, amen. A new creation is all about. And every day that we wake up and we have breath in our body and we praise the Lord and we speak, amen, the word of the Lord, we speak the right words, we speak life, amen, we decree life. We make decisions and choices that speak to life, amen. Because truly the Lord said that if we hearken diligently, if we hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God, that he would listen and he would open doors no man can shut. And I'm excited about that. And as I wrap this year up, by alignment, amen, by aligning myself with the cross of Calvary, amen, by way of him showing me those areas in my life that needs to be reconciled or adjusted, amen, I'm encouraged on today, amen, because even though this year might close and we may not have got everything done that we wanted to do, it's just a continuation of him completing the work, amen. And I tell you, that's why it's so important to understand times and seasons. That's why it's so important to understand mandates, amen, and the mantles that God puts upon us. And as I shared with you in my introduction, to finish strong, you must be in your rightful position. Glory be to God. Amen. And I tell you, one of the things that I'm really celebrating and thanking the Lord for is the birthing of Stars of Heaven Network, because that's what I declared and decreed in the heavens and in the universe, his divine order. I decree and declare that my rightful position, my original position, would stand. Amen. God may shift us. He might give us a different assignment, but our original position, amen, his original purpose and plan for calling us, for choosing us, has not changed. Glory be to God. Just like the Lord, his position has not changed. He said, I'm the Lord thy God. I change not. Glory be to God. He doesn't change, amen, but his methods and his way change, amen, according to his purpose, amen. And so that's why I'm so excited about the eighth wonder, amen, as he's speaking to me about the Godhead body, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Christ, Jesus, the resurrected one, amen, the Holy One, and how he was saying that that in order for him to make the deposit, glory be to God, that you need in order for that impartation, in order for you to birth the things that the Lord would have you to birth and receive the things he has for you to receive, you must be set and be in your rightful place. Amen. And as I got on air today, I was reminded of David, how David couldn't fight with another man's armor. I don't know if it was David, Saul, or Jonathan, but he couldn't fight with another man's armor. And that's why it's so important for you to be outfitted, amen, and receive what he has for you. That's why it's so important for you to be in your rightful place, because truly God's not going to give what belongs to somebody else to you. You can't steal somebody else's anointing. You can't steal from someone else, because you're not going to get in heaven with that, amen? And that's the deception, the deceitfulness of the enemy. And people who operate out of these name and claim it spirits, amen, or out of these gangster mentality spirits and want to claim stuff and want to take stuff, it's not going to work. I'm going to make sure it don't work if you're trying to steal anything from me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But I had to say that because the Lord is always having me be on guard and be aware of illegitimate. Amen. Those who are illegitimate, those who are bastards. And I don't say that as a curse word to curse anyone. It's just the truth. Because as Jesus declared, if any man climb up any other way, he's a robber and a thief. Amen. There's only one way to heaven. Amen. And that's through Christ Jesus. Amen. And we have been called. We have been joined to him. Amen. By way of the cross of Calvary. We have been joined to him by the blood of Jesus. We have been joined to him by way of our repentance and turned away of our sins of the old nature and by just decisions we make every day. Amen. And that doesn't mean we don't sin, but we're not committed to sin. Amen. So I just had to say that because that's really, you know, something that's really old news, amen, to me, and especially when I see those type of spirits trying to descend upon me and beseech me. It's real funny to me because I'm like, you know, what's the purpose? I mean, I understand it because people want to copy and copy the anointed, and because people want what God has, but they don't want him. And they want the manifestation of who he is, which is his blessings, but they don't want to love him. They don't want to serve him. And so they'll try to use people like you and me, who are the wise virgins, amen, and will try to duplicate and copy what we do, amen, or completely try to stop it. Amen. That's why I was determined to get on air today, because I noticed the enemy was trying to shut my voice down. He didn't want me to come on the air and speak and decree and declare the word of God. And I'm glad I'm here to do that, amen, to give him a black eye, amen, to disappoint the counsels of the wicked, amen, the demonic satanic hierarchies of the devil, the kingdom of the devil, to give him a black eye today with praise the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. But I had to say that because it's a reality and a fact, amen. And what you need to understand, my Stars of Heaven Network listeners, is that for everywhere there's a counterfeit. There is the true church and there's the counterfeit church, and many people are ignorantly a part of the false church. Now, what do I mean by the false church? The false church is could be you if you are not aware of Satan's devices. If you're not the verse in the Word of God, if you do not have this gift of discernment, if you are not, hallelujah, a minor, amen. We are minors, amen. And that's what he gave me in this message series as I continue to speak to you about the ministry, about the 12 sons and the 12 tribes, as well as the breastplate of righteousness and him making up his crown jewels. Is that many people are not hungering and thirsting after righteousness, amen. And as miners, we dig for the unsearchable riches of his what? Glory, amen. And we search for her as with hidden gold, amen. And what we come up with after we search with him with our whole heart is what? The pearl of great price. Hallelujah. The pearl of great price. And Jesus talked about that. He talked about the pearl of great price and how if we search for him with all our heart, we will find him. Amen. So I'm excited about the hidden wisdom. Amen. I'm excited about the glorious mysteries he's unveiling by revelation through his son, Jesus. I'm excited about your spiritual inheritance, amen, and your signet, your sign that he puts upon you, amen, which is the cross of Calvary, the blood of Jesus, amen. The new name, hallelujah, the new name that he's going to give all of us to call us by our new name, amen, as we enter into the new Jerusalem, amen. And one of the things that I share with you that he gave me before I came on air is how you enter in, amen. And I'm going to read that quickly for you quickly. It's first, that's the first chapter, the 5th through the 10th verse, because Jesus talked about that at great length about how we enter in, amen. And it's important how we hear, because the Word of God says, take heed how you hear, because some people are hearing through a stony heart. People are trying to hear from God through doubt and unbelief. They're hearing from God through by one feet being in the church and one being in the world. Amen. But he said, as we prepare to enter into the new Levitical holy calendar, he said it's important to know how you enter in. And Thessalonians, Apostle Paul spoke it and decreed and declared that and ministered on this, where he said, starting from the 5th verse, for our gospel came not unto you in word only, but in power, glory be to God, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. Amen. And so I'm praising and thanking God for that, because as I'm coming to you and ministering the gospel, which is the good news, I'm not coming by in word only, but I'm coming in the power of the Holy Ghost, amen, according to the new nature, amen, the eighth day of creation, amen. And not only by the Holy Ghost, but what? Much assurance and boldness, amen, confident in him that called me, amen. He said that you may know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. Amen. And that's what the Word of God says, by a tree is known by the fruit it bears. And the Word of God also says that know them that labor among you. Amen. He goes on to say in verse 6, And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. And as I was sharing with you about the way of the world and how I'm bringing to you, you know, different sickness from that message, how the Word of God says that those that live godly will suffer persecution. Amen. And how Paul praised the Lord in his affliction. Amen. With great joy in what? The Holy Ghost. Amen. And again, I must remind you that the kingdom of heaven is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the Holy Ghost. Amen. And it's all in him, in the resurrected one. The Word of God says that we don't have joy like the world. Amen. The world's joy is temporal. It's passing. It's fleeting. It's based on feelings and emotions. It's based on gain or getting. Amen. But the joy of the Lord in the Holy Ghost speaks to his ecstasy, his passion, amen, how he overcame, amen, and endured the cross and despised the shame, amen, and for the joy that was set before him, knowing that I was going to come, you were going to come, amen, and receive him, amen. It pleased God to afflict him, amen. So I had to just stop and speak on joy, because it's the joy of the Lord is our strength, amen. Now, verse 7 says, so that ye were examples to all that believe. Amen. In Macedonia and Arcadia. Sorry for mispronouncing that one. So we are examples. I'm an example. Amen. We are models. We are living epistles. Amen. The Holy Spirit dwells in us. He dwells in me. Amen. And so we are examples to all that believe. Amen. Right where you live. Amen. I am an example to all that believe in Christ through my walk, through my confession, through my lifestyle. Now, verse 8 is the verse that I really got excited on, because he said, for from you sounded, amen, from my voice, from my praise, from my horn being exalted like the horn of a unicorn, it sounded out the word of the Lord, amen. And not only where I live, amen, but throughout the whole world, because I'm here on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm in the ether. This broadcast, this podcast is going all over the world. Hallelujah. So at the sound of my voice, at the sound of the word of the Lord, at the sound, hallelujah, of the word of the Lord that is being spread in every place, amen, according to my faith, amen, to God's word is spread abroad, amen, so that you have, so that we need not to speak anything. Amen. So the word is doing the work. Amen. My faith, my testimony, amen, is doing the work. Amen. And I don't need to add anything to the word. I don't need to take anything away, because the word of God says if we do that, part of our life will be written out, taken out of the book of life. So we don't need to speak anything other than what he said. Amen. Because our faith to God, God word is spread abroad, amen. And again, I must remind you, when I come to you, when you preach the word of God, when you declare the word of God, when you give your testimony, it's God word, amen, is bearing witness in heaven, amen, on what he's already said, based on our true test, amen, amoni, amen, testimony. That means we actually went through the test and we passed it. Now we have, we can speak on it, amen, and that's how we are crowned, amen. It goes on to say in verse 9, for they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you. Amen. So heaven is watching how we're entering in. Amen. And it will show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you. Amen. That means the word that I'm speaking to you now will manifest itself. Amen. It will bear witness with your spirit and how I entered in with you and how you turned as a result of me speaking the true and living word of the Lord. Amen. The true word of the Lord by way of the prophetic voice of the Lord, by way of the mind of Christ, and how it will cause you if you're pricked in your heart. Amen. If you're fully persuaded, how it turns you to God from idols to serve the living and the true God. Amen. And that's my whole purpose for being here today with you, is to declare the word of the Lord, that you may hear something, you may be pricked in your heart, amen, to turn to God from whatever it is that you're serving, whoever it is you're serving, to serve the living and the true God. Amen. And to wait for his son from heaven, whom he had raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Glory be to God. So I really wanted to read that to you, because it's important how we close, amen, a thing, but it's more important on how we enter in, amen, and the whole blessing of entering in through praise, through worship, by way of declaring the word of the Lord, is that we'll see him face to face, amen. We'll see him when he nudges us and comes to visit us and give us a divine invitation in our night seasons and our watches, amen, from heaven, amen. Because, again, Jesus is set as the right hand of the Father, ever making intercession for us. Amen. Now, I wanted to get that out the way, because I would just want to give you that scripture as we enter into the new Levitical calendar. And one of the things that I'm praising and thanking God for is not only finishing strong, amen, but finishing headlong, amen. And one of the things he said to me and preparing this broadcast was that many will continue to revolt more and more, amen. He said, because the whole head is sick, amen. The whole head is sick. And he said what he wants to do is heal the minds of those who would believe, amen, because of bewitchment, because of spirits of resistance and rebellion, because of wrong doctrine, amen. And that's what he was saying, that, and that, I think that's in the book of Isaiah, where he said that the whole head is sick, it'll revolt more and more. God is really also speaking to us about the helmet of salvation. Amen. He said, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen. And the thing that people have done now who profess Christ is got the head knowledge and have knowledge of the scripture, but in the spirit, they deny him. Amen. They're trying to hook the word up. Amen. Speaking the word in certain terms and handling the word of God deceitfully, amen. As Paul said, if we see that we have this ministry, we have renounced the hidden things of darkness, amen. And God's judgment and his wrath to come, as stated in 1 Thessalonians, will come, amen, and is being released now, even upon the children of disobedience. Amen. And that's one of the things I'm constantly rebuking is binding up and keeping my ding dong song, keeping my ding dong song against these witches and these warlocks who profess the Lord but really don't love Him. Amen. Have ulterior motive and using the Lord and using His name for personal gain. Amen. Being gang sayers. That means every time they open their mouth, they have something to gain. They open their mouth to gain something, amen, and most importantly, the most thing they're trying to gain is rights to your soul, rights to your spiritual space, rights to your real estate, amen, your mind, your heart, and your soul, Jesus. So it's really important for you to guard your mind, amen, and gird up the loins of your mind, amen, by the word of the Lord, amen. And so one sure way that you will know And to ensure that what you speak come to pass is speak it yourself. Declare it yourself by revelation. And that's why it's so important for you to have a relationship with Jesus Christ and have a relationship with His Word, amen, by the Holy Ghost, and making sure that you are tabernacling with Him and that you are really having fellowship with Him according to who He really is. Because, again, there's an Antichrist spirit out here that's parroting and mimicking the true and living God, amen, just to get the stuff, amen. And we don't want that. We don't want anybody trying to use our life and our great price, a great pearl, what we worked hard for and by second sacrificing and loving Him, so they can just hop on and ride our coattail. Not so. So I wanted to share that with you, that the Lord said that as we enter this year headlong, amen, and as we finish strong, you must understand that He is, amen, not only our Lord and our Savior, but it's important to know what's in the mind of the Spirit. You don't have to guess, amen, what's in the mind of the Spirit, because He'll reveal it to us as we follow on to know Him. Amen. Now, thing I want to do is go to this word that the Lord gave me before I came on air, and hopefully I'll be able to get to the 12 sons and the 12 tribes and get to the synopsis of Revelation 21 from Discover, from the website discoverrevelation.com. If not, I'll be back tomorrow or this week to minister more on it before the close of this season. But what I wanted to do is share with you the word of the Lord gave me before I came on air, because as I share with you and coming to you with the Children's Bread Ministry broadcast, the children are going back to school, and I'm praying for them to go back and go back safe, and I'm praying for interceding according to how the Lord is leading me regarding them entering in school and the teachers and staff and funding and all that good stuff. But what the Lord was saying to me was that He's releasing new assignments. Amen. He said He would not do anything before He revealed His secret to His prophets. Amen. And everything's about preparation. Glory be to God. Yes, we walk by faith, not by sight. Some things God would just give us a charge to do and lead us, and we just have to go by faith and let Him use us how He wants. But oftentimes, such as now, He is preparing us for this new season, and He will speak to you and let you know what is to come. Amen. And so the word of the Lord was that He's releasing new assignments and that the doors are being flung open. That's the word I heard, flung open, for these assignments. And what He said to me was that His harvest is ripe, amen, but the laborers are few, amen, and that the Lord will give us assignment or put us on assignment to do what He has purpose for us to do. Amen. And that goes back to what Jesus said, that when he gave the command, go into my vineyard and work. Go into my vineyard and work, and whatsoever is right, I will pay you. Amen. So what we need to be doing is asking the Lord, where's your vineyard? Where do you want me to work? Amen. He said, and whatsoever is right, I will pay you. And the problem with that has been people have been choosing their assignments, what they want to do, because they've been trying to get their own reward. Amen. And that's not going to fly in heaven. Amen. When you have to give an account for your gifting. That's not going to fly and work in heaven when he holds you accountable for your stewardship. Amen. And again, where you sowed what he was not reaping. Amen. So I want to make sure you have that understanding that as we move into this new year, that the Lord is going to give you instruction on where he wants you to work. Amen. And he said, what's all right? I'll pay you. Amen. He said, whatever you find your hands to do, do it. But it has to be for his glory. Amen. Not with ulterior motive. Amen. Not by choosing who you want to be with based on personality and how you feel about this person because I like this person. Amen. And God has not called you to that vineyard. Amen. He has not called you to that place. Amen. And you're doing it out of the flesh and out of good works. Nada, says the Lord. Glory be to God. So that's one thing you can do as you prepare for your new season, your new year, and to be the head of your year is ask the Lord where's his vineyard, where he wants you to work. He said that he will be glorified in the place that he leads you to. Amen. And the most important thing about being in his vineyard and working that he may rightfully pay you is that he will anoint you for it. Amen. He will give you the grace for that work. Amen. Which will require what? New mantles. Amen. A fresh mantle. A polished mantle. Amen. And, of course, it's going to require what? Dates. Amen. When you will start, when you will walk through that door that he's flinging open for you to walk through. Amen. So, again, we don't have to bang on any doors. We don't have to try to make stuff happen. Amen. When you're in the will of the Lord, he said, behold, I go before you to make the crooked way straight, the rough edges smooth. I will open doors that no man can shut, and I will shut doors no man can open. Amen. So when you have surrendered to the Lord and you are in his will and you want his way, amen, the doors will just fly open. And I'm speaking that personally because that's something that I've experienced just on this week because he's already given me some assignments that he wants me to do. And they were unexpected. I had no idea that I would be preparing to do some of the things that he wanted me to do. But what I found out was I was already prepared for it. Amen. Once I reached that place and had certain conversations, I knew right then and there, okay, this is what he wants me to do in this season. So you're just going to walk into it. Amen. And that's such a beautiful thing about allowing the Holy Spirit to rest upon your life. Amen. To being completely surrendered, that you can just walk into the blessing. Amen. Grace will just usher you into that place. Amen. Because what? The steps of a good man, a good woman, are ordered by the Lord. And he delighted in his way. Amen. And I love the Lord when he does that because it's such a surprise because I wasn't expecting that. Amen. And that lets you know also that you're not in control. He's in control. Now, I'm not saying that you can't purposely and deliberately say, okay, I want to do this, and then you pray and ask God to bless it. There's nothing wrong with that as long as he okays it. Amen. But, again, that goes to and speaks to your alms. Amen. Him seeing in secret, him rewarding you openly. Amen. So I'm excited about the new creation and what God is saying and what God is doing. And I'm excited about the new heaven and the new earth. Amen. Now, quickly, with a few minutes I have remaining, I'm going to go to discoverrevelation.com. I'm going to begin to read from where I left off yesterday regarding new heaven, new earth, because as we enter into this awesome season, which will not only be the new year Rosh Hashanah, but it will be my birthday, my birthday month. And I'm celebrating and getting aligned by understanding how he's bringing together and making up his jewels, amen, and understanding my placing, amen, my positioning from the foundation of the world, amen, where he set me, how he shifted me, how I'm going from glory to glory and from faith to faith. In the express image of the Lord. Amen. And this is what Revelation 21 speaks of from discoverrevelation.com. When it speaks of the elements. Amen. God will use the elements in the earth realm to bring to pass his will. And the universe of Christ, amen, the heavens, the solar, it's very important on how that happens, amen, because everything we speak, everything I speak has to go through those portals, amen, and those chambers, amen. And so I'm praying that your holy chambers of your sanctified soul, those chambers when your soul will be opened up, amen, because the enemy is always trying to lock our spiritual womb. He's always trying to soil our waters, our wells. And the Lord said one way to keep your wells pure and digged is by creating the atmosphere, amen, allowing the atmosphere of heaven to rain down, to come down, amen, where you are through your praise, your worship, through your rebuke, through your instruction, amen, through and by walking in your authority, by the power that has been invested in us through Christ our Lord, amen. Now, quickly, I shared with you yesterday regarding where principalities and powers, demons, fallen angels, the disobedient, those who have been sentenced for the judgment of Christ, which is the false prophet, the great mother of harlots, Jezebel, how they have their place, amen. And so as believers, we don't live from the place of being defensive. We are offensive, amen, because we have the word of the Lord. We have biblical instruction and knowing how it ends, amen. And so as 5777 comes to a close, the new earth will be a perfect environment, amen, for us to be able to give birth, for us to be able to create those things that God would have to create in the earth realm for his businesses, amen, and advancing the kingdom of heaven, amen. And this is going to be by your atmospheres, amen. What's going to be important is understanding the chronological order, amen, and the holy order in which he chooses to do it, amen. And as discoverrevelation.com says, we'll be able to see, amen, as Apostle John said, we'll be able to see the New Jerusalem, amen, coming down out of heaven. Amen. Prepared as a bride for a husband. Amen. We'll be able to see through our hearing, be able to see through having a pure heart how God is going to do it for you. Amen. Because it's going to come through a tangible anointing. It's going to come right where you live at. Amen. And so we have to have both feet on the ground. Amen. To be able to see the tabernacle of God come and dwell with us, amen, and sup with us. Hallelujah. And on that note, I'm going to close the broadcast, and I'm going to come back this week and continue to minister from the 12 sons and the 12 tribes and from Revelation 21, because as we enter into this new dispensation of grace, glory, the reign of Christ, it's important for you to know your positioning, amen, and keep your positioning, amen, by faith and by joy, joy, joy. I love you, peace and blessings, and I hope you will enjoy the rest of your afternoon and the rest of your day. Love you.